absolutely.
Well, you, oh, I can and make preserves and sweet pickles out of peaches and peach, make peach butter.
What did you make out of sandworms?
Jelly. You know, I've got a glass of sandworm jelly now. Mom Quentin brought me the other day. Somebody made made out of wild plums.
They're thick, aren't they? They're pretty.
And it makes good jelly, too.
If, well, let's say someone has an apple and you like it, what would you say?
I guess I'd just tell them that it was, I like the apple. I wouldn't mind if I get one.
And if you take this apple and take a knife and cut it like this, how would you say you've cut it?
In halves.
Oh, you mentioned gunny sack. Do you ever call that a toe sack?
Yes. I presume that's the right word for it, toe. It's made out. Isn't that what it's made out? Some kind of hemp or toe or something that gets that name? But the cowboys call them gunny sacks. I don't know how it got the name.
I grew up with gunny sack. In some parts of Georgia, they call them crocus sacks or seagrass sacks.
Yes. Well, it's made of something like seagrass, like called ropes, you know, seagrass ropes, I remember. That's what they used to call ropes. And probably it all comes from the same source, the toe sacks or gunny sacks and ropes, probably. All comes from the same material in a way. I don't know.
Seems like it, doesn't it? I guess that is sisal hemp. If something is not here but off there a ways, you'd say you'll find it right.
I just was over there and say, well, whatever that is, just across the street.
And if you want someone to do something the way you're doing it, you say, don't do it like that, do it.
This is the way I do it.
If you don't understand what someone says, what do you ask him?
I just ask to repeat whatever it is they have said. I don't understand it like I've asked you so many times.
Yeah, I wanted to get it in context and then get it the other way. This is a strange question, but it's something I'd like to know. If you're walking down the street with a man and then there's a fellow behind you, someone says, does this man you're walking with own that orchard? And you say, no, not this man. That's the man back there.
You mean if it belonged to the man that is walking behind us?
Yeah.
And somebody asked me that question, if the orchard belonged to the man I'm walking with?
Uh-huh.
I'd say, no, it belongs to that man or that gentleman coming there.
Or that man back there.
Yes.
That's the man back there.
Who owns the orchard?
Uh-huh. I wanted to get the who on that one. Mm-hmm. And if you're walking with a boy, and the father of this boy owns the orchard, you'd say, this is the boy
whose father owns the orchard.